Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Foodborne illness can spoil your Thanksgiving. This can happen when you don't handle, cook, or store your turkey before, during, and after the big meal. Nebraska Extension educator Cindy Bryson talks about safety measures to take to avoid any problems on Thanksgiving.
With a turkey, it starts out with purchasing your turkey. If you're going to purchase a fresh turkey that's thawed, it has to be cooked within 1 to 2 days. The bunkers in a grocery store are much colder than our refrigerator, so they can keep thawed turkeys longer than we can at home. So again, if you buy a fresh turkey, it has to be cooked within 1 to 2 days or frozen. If you buy a frozen turkey, you have to allot for thawing. So it takes 24 hours for every 5 pounds your turkey needs to thaw. So make sure you're thawing it in your refrigerator for the correct amount of time. If your turkey's not completely thawed, by the time you go to cook it, you can leave it in the wrapper and put it in a sanitized sink, fill it with cold water, change the cold water every 30 minutes. It should thaw very quickly. My recommendation when you go to cook it, make sure you leave lots of room in the oven. You make sure you cook it no lower than 325. A lot of people like to cook it all night long at 150, or those are not safe temperatures. 325, that's the lowest temperature you should cook your bird at. Once you've cooked your turkey for the allotted period of time, you need to use a thermometer to check the temperature. It's the only way you're going to find out if it's done. Check the temperature in the thickest part, in the breast, and in the thigh. Make sure it reaches 165 and your turkey is done. Those little digital pop-out or those little pop-out thermometers in your turkey have a polymer in them that pop out when the turkey is done, when it reaches the correct temperature, but I always double-check it with a thermometer. And you should have a thermometer in your refrigerator, too. Is your refrigerator cold enough? Now's a good time to clean out your refrigerator so you have room to thaw that turkey. So once you cook your turkey, then you need to think about carving it. I always recommend to people, save yourself some time on Thanksgiving. Cook it the day before, carve it, put it in the broth, cool it down quickly. You have to cool your turkey down within 2 hours. Get it in the fridge. Once you do that, you can reheat it the next day in a multi-cooker. You can reheat it in the oven, in a pan with all that broth. Once you go to serve your bird, it should not stay out for very long. When you pull it out and you carve it, if you're carving it that day or if you're serving it that day, it should not sit out a total of, from the time you cooked it till the time you throw it out, a total of 2 hours. You want to make sure you don't keep taking it out and taking it out and taking it out. People have leftovers that night, the next day, for a week. So after a period of time, if your turkey's been sitting out at room temperature and it's not hot or it's not cold, bacteria grows and can make you sick. The day after Thanksgiving is the biggest day for foodborne illness of the entire year. So making sure that you're handling your turkey safely is so important. Leftovers are good 3 to 4 days after Thanksgiving. After that, either freeze them or get rid of them. You know, it's one of those things. Turkey leftovers will freeze safely indefinitely. You know, after about 3 to 6 months, they might start taking on the flavor of the freezer, but they're safe. If you put them in there safely in the freezer, they're good forever. So, you know, making sure from the time you buy that bird till the time you freeze it or you get rid of it that you are handling it safely. Wash your hands. Sanitize the kitchen areas where you have it on. One of the big things to remember is do not wash your turkey. Do not run it under cold water. That just adds more bacteria to your sink. It adds bacteria to your kitchen. And not only that, but any bacteria that's already in your sink will be splashing up on your turkey and adding more bacteria to your turkey. Take it out of the wrapper, cook it. It's just fine. You don't have to rinse it. Our poultry is very safe, so just rinse it off and you should be fine.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.